Okay, so yeah, he was my third time there, and it was my first time for my friend Antoine Martin from Guadeloupe too. So yeah, we arrived there and we got really lucky with the conditions, and we got mast high and good direction wind. And it was pretty stressful when we first got there because it was a lot of surfers. The swell was getting bigger through the day. And it was a lot of decision to make to go out, not to go on the way of the surfers and to be respectful, but still to get some wave because it was sailable. And then once you get some wave, it's like I don't know how you say it, but it's a really hardcore feeling. And the wave is really, really hollow, really fast. And I don't know, Titoon was here too. He can also describe how it was.
Actually,
He was the one who risked the most for sure. He got the biggest wipeout.
no, but yeah, there you need to go big or go huge. That was our sentence there, you know, because that's really powerful and, you know, gnarly, so you need to go like.
Not 50%. You gotta go 100%, otherwise it's useless, you know. So you go 100% and you see what happened. And if you crash, you crash really big. But if you make an air, you do probably the best air of your life because it's not every day that you can do airs in Teopo.
I don't know, there is pretty amazing because it's the feeling there, the atmosphere is like completely different than all the other spots because you know there's all the surfers, you know the pros, the locals, and you know that it's really a surf spot, not a windsurf one. And we had the perfect condition for windsurfing, and when we came there, right,
Yeah,
yeah.
we could show all the. There was a lot of photographer and cameraman from the surf world, and we also could show this surfing world that windsurfing is also like a hardcore sport. You know, we could do almost as like surfers do. You know, even I don't know better, but even more because we can do big airs on those big sections that surfers cannot do. You know, so it's. I think it was a good point that we showed this and. And we were happy just to share a session there, and it was, I think, once in a lifetime experience, and I hope the video will show it. First, we knew it was gonna be hard to get their respect because it's, as Titoon say, is a really surfing spot. So we knew we were gonna have to have the respect. So we just rig, went out there, and just sit on the board for like a couple set to come, just to show them that we were here, but we didn't take all the waves. And after a couple sets, I took the first set, and then we let like a couple set pass, and then Titoon got the other set, and we did like this the whole afternoon. You know, like took a wave, you go. Like in the peak, you go on the board, you sit, and like the other surfers, you just wait for some wave to come for the surfers to take their turn, you know, their waves. And so, and I think they saw it, so that's why, like, when we were on the wave, they just were letting us go, you know, so that was
Yeah,
good.
I think they really saw, you know, that we were showing that we wanted to respect them, to wait along and, you know, to be really respectful. And then, you know, they let you some waves. And if you show that you go, you
Big.
know, big, like you don't show only, you know, some turns, but like big hairs, they are impressed and they want to see more, I think.